Welcome to Bye Kids, For Kids Bible Stories, produced by Audio Visual Education in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of Bye Kids, For Kids Bible Stories for free. Just search for us on iTunes. It's easy. Goodbye, Pharaoh. Pharaoh was angry. God had commanded him through Moses to let the Israelite slaves leave Egypt. He refused.
Work them harder.
Pharaoh ordered his slave masters. Now things were even worse for the Israelites.
Gather your own straw. We won't provide it any longer, but make the same number of bricks.
Those were Pharaoh's new orders. The taskmasters whipped some slaves because they didn't have time to gather straw and still make enough bricks. The people blamed Moses and Aaron for their troubles.
It's all your fault.
Moses found a place to pray. Oh Lord, he cried,
you have not rescued your people at all.
I am the Lord, and I will bring you out,
God answered. Then God sent Moses and Aaron back to Pharaoh. When the mighty ruler asked God's servants for a sign from God, Aaron's rod turned into a slithering snake.
Call my magician,
Pharaoh roared. When the Egyptian magicians threw down their rods, each rod became a snake also. But Aaron's rod swallowed the others. Still, Pharaoh refused.
I will not let your people go.
Next morning, Moses and Aaron met Pharaoh at the river. When Aaron held out his rod, God turned the water into blood. Fish died. People couldn't drink it. But Pharaoh hardened his heart. He would not let the Israelites leave Egypt. Again, Moses told Pharaoh,
let God's people go.
Pharaoh refused once again.
No.
God sent another plague. All of Egypt was filled with frogs. Every house, every room, even the cooking ovens were overrun with frogs.
Pray for me that God will remove the frogs,
Pharaoh pleaded,
and I will let your people go.
But when the frogs were gone, Pharaoh changed his mind. He would not free the slaves. God then sent billions of tiny bugs called lice. Every person and beast itched from their bites. But Pharaoh would not give in to God. Next, God sent flies, swarms of them. God sent disease to kill the Egyptians' livestock. God sent painful boils. People suffered terribly. Still, Pharaoh resisted God.
No!
After the plague of boils, God sent hordes of locusts. The locusts ate every green plant in the land. Then, God sent 3 days of complete darkness. But stubborn Pharaoh would not free the Israelites.
I will send one more plague,
God warned.
About midnight, all the firstborn of man and beast will die.
God told the Israelites their firstborn would be saved if they placed lamb's blood on their doorposts. At midnight, a great cry arose in Egypt. Death had struck. At least one person had died in every single house.
get out!
Pharaoh begged Moses,
go serve the Lord!
Quickly, God's people marched out of Egypt. God told Moses,
remember the Passover night when the angel of God passed over the Israelite homes and struck Pharaoh and his people.
After 430 years in Egypt, God's people were now free. God led them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. But Pharaoh was not finished with the Israelites. Again, he forgot God. Again, he changed his mind. Gathering his army, he went after the slaves. Soon, he had them trapped between the cliffs and the sea.
The Lord shall fight for you,
Moses said. Moses went forward to the water's edge and stretched out his arm. A great miracle happened. God opened a path through the water. The people crossed safely.
A miracle!
Then Pharaoh's army galloped into the Red Sea.
Now we'll catch them,
the soldiers thought. But God closed the waters. Egypt's powerful army was swallowed up. Now Pharaoh knew that Israel's God was Lord over all.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories,
produced by Audio Visual Education in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories for free. Just search for us on iTunes. You can also rate us on iTunes. It really makes a big difference and will help us to bring you more stories.